BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes us speaking to a girl who's had the most unfortunate experience ever on Snapchat. And another girl who comes on to talk about her list of dating deal breakers. If you do any of these things, she won't date you again. And the list is quite long.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris?
Yeah, how are you?
Really good. Nearly the weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
Snake Hips coming up, and also Alex Adair and our track of the day. Jack's been on saying, I'm going to miss listening live. I've been doing it all half term. Want to go back to school on Monday? Any chance you can do Phone Chicken again and I'll hear it on the podcast?
No.
That happened this week. Maybe we'll have a quick break between the next time we do Phone Chicken because it's fairly stressful.
Yes, and we might have to be careful who we call.
Yeah, because that nearly escalated into something much better. It's fine.
Move away from it.
I know it's fine. Anyway, let's not talk about it. But yeah, we'll do it again. Also, this person says, I think it's safe to say I've become some sort of Mills super fan this week. I have to stop whatever I'm doing to listen. I wonder what's happened this week that's made you make the switch to that. Suddenly you think that you're a massive fan.
Also, stopping whatever you're doing, I'm kind of intrigued to know how that works. Is it like every time Scott talks, you'll be going about your business? I don't know, you're in the shop, you're buying something.
Because that's
putting
a lot of pressure on me there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I tell you what, people are really going in on the Friday lunches today, like Rach, who is having a siesta right now, just a little, not really a sleep, but just to kind of relax, and a massive beef and chorizo sub.
Ooh.
Lush. We've got posh lunch in today because one of the team is departing us.
It's a strange one. There is some sympathy, but there's also not a lot of sympathy because he is staying at Radio 1. It's not like he's leaving Radio 1.
No.
So it's a funny one. We're sad that he's leaving the show.
We are. So I've said today, it's on me. Anything you want, anything off the menu. And we've done that. I mean, that food we had just then has blown your mind, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Noodles. That was great.
Yeah? The best thing you've ever eaten.
That was, yeah. Best noodles.
Oh, I am pleased I let you all pick from the menu today. Here's Circa Waves.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were talking yesterday about relationship deal breakers. You know, the things that you're like, well, they're not getting a second date because I can't stand the way they do that. Do you think flirty deal breakers if they can't play sax?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
John and Kent, that's a really good point. Friday, BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills, Lapsley coming up, Love is Blind, and also Tiesto, The Right Song, which I'm enjoying a lot at the moment. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Robin.
Hey, Robin, you okay?
I've had the worst week.
Oh, no. And you want to share that with us?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so what's up?
Well, you know Snapchat?
I know Snapchat, yes.
Well, I checked my Snapchat the other day like you normally do. I saw my dad on the Snapchat.
Okay.
Oh, so you've got your family on Snapchat?
I do.
How does that play out then? So do you have them in a special group, like a family group?
Well, I have like a group I message with them, but I've just got like their normal Snapchats on like my friend's contact list.
That's quite cool though, because I can't imagine my mum or dad on Snapchat.
No.
Can you imagine yours?
Scott? Really, no.
It's not really your mum's thing though.
No, she's not.
Not that
so
we
much.
Know of.
You're kind of really lucky then.
Okay, so what would your dad normally Snapchat?
Well, do you know you can get like the filters where you change your face and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, he usually sends them to, like, my mum, me, friends from work and stuff.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I don't think he really uses it for much else.
Okay. Well, that sounds all right.
Well, it was just the filters until this week.
Okay, so what's changed?
Well, I was just looking through my stories, and I saw he'd posted one, and I opened it just casually, and it was a picture that I would not have wanted to see.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah, I really wish it wasn't.
And who was this picture meant for, do you think?
Well, I did text him to tell him that it was on his story, and he said, I'm sorry, it was for your mum.
Hang on a minute, Robin. I think I read about this. You're the girl whose dad accidentally sent the Snapchat. I read about this. Loads of people are talking about this.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen it already?
Yeah, this... Am I right? Did you put this on Twitter and it got like thousands of retweets.
I think about 20,000 at the moment, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to get so like big.
No,
as it were.
Well, it was, well, I should point out, it was, if I remember right, it's quite artfully done, the picture, to be fair to your dad. So you did have a bit of a mare with the fact that your dad accidentally sent you a picture that wasn't meant for you, but you have kind of become famous for it.
Not really, but maybe.
Have you had people contacting you going, can we do a story?
Yeah, I've had quite a lot of people. Some people haven't asked and some people have.
That must be so weird, reading about yourself like that when you've just put it on Twitter.
No, it really is. It's so strange.
Do you think you might have had the biggest mare this week?
Honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything that I can offer to beat that this week, but I really can't. That's quite a horrific situation.
So, I mean, I jumped up and down when something went through on contactless. That's not particularly bad. It's just a bit embarrassing because you filmed it.
Yeah.
I just get excited, Robin, when, you know, when your contactless payment goes through.
Yeah.
I like to do a little dance.
That's not really a mare, though, Scott, is it? That's not really a hard situation
That's
to find
a good
yourself
thing,
in.
Isn't it? If it excites you.
Yeah, exactly.
When someone, thing, is it not?
Well, apart from when someone videos it on their phone and then puts it on the internet.
That's true.
The dance I did.
Yeah, it's on. If you do want to see this video, it's on Radio 1 Facebook. But Robin, how are things with you and your dad now? Like, you must have had a discussion about this.
No, I told him, like, he was on Twitter and he was laughing about it, so was my mum. But obviously because I don't live at home, because I'm at uni, I don't really have to see him every day until I go home again.
Mm. And when you do see him, will you be able to look him in the eyes anymore?
Well, I hope so. I hope he won't be that awkward.
No. I mean, and time will pass between now and the next time you see him, right?
Yeah. He's quite chill about it, so is my mum. I find it quite funny, so.
What did the exact text to your dad say when you'd seen it?
I think it was, your Snapchat was so inappropriate.
It's not something you want to send to your dad, really, is it?
No.
I mean, you must be impressed with the fact that he knows how to use the emojis.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather not have to know that at all in this kind of sense.
Yeah. I mean, it was obviously a mistake there.
Did he try and make up an excuse for it at the start? There's no real way.
No, literally. On Twitter, the screenshot was like, what I sent him straight away. It was like, I texted him, told him, and he was like, sorry, I don't know how it works. I meant that for your mum. That was literally the first text he replied. And my mum was like, I told you it was in your story. And he was like, I don't care.
Well, it sounds like it's all fine. Robin, I'm definitely saying that you've had the biggest nightmare on social media of anyone I know this week or I've spoken to.
Yay, go me.
Woo! Congratulations, there's no prize.
Ah, what a shame.
You say that, I'd be very interested to know if anyone could beat that.
Yeah, if you've had a worse week than Robin on social media, I don't think it's possible, but please let us know.
Make sure I'm not the only tragic one on social media.
Yeah. Listen, Robin, I hope next week gets better.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on. Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. This is
BBC
Radio
1.
Jack Garrett's a little bit excited. His album is out today. It's called Phase. I saw one of my friends tweet earlier. I can't listen to it till tomorrow. Nobody tell me what happens.
Do plot spoilers work with albums?
I get it for films or TV shows, not necessarily for albums. Anyway, I can't wait to hear that later. I'm going to have a listen. Jack Garrett and Worry on Radio 1. And this is Jonas Blue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's just banger after banger, mate. Friday on BBC Radio 1, that's what Callum is saying on Twitter. Good music's today. Also, Jonas Blue and Fast Car. Can't believe another member of the team is leaving today. Affectionately, we call him Auntie. He's been on the show for a while.
Yeah.
And sad times. Thank you for purchasing his gifts today, by the way.
No worries at all.
Have you just bought stuff that you would like to have?
No. No. What? Why?
Because... I don't know. I mean, you seem to have bought me a yo-yo. you've been playing with a lot.
Listen, this is a joint present. So far, all you're showing is that you had no involvement whatsoever.
I mean, I told you, I asked you to go and get a yo-yo.
Oh, okay. You gave me one of your ironed notes and sent me off to buy a yo-yo. I can't get over this. So yesterday when you revealed that you iron your cash...
I've done it once.
Once is bad enough.
Anyway, I'll give you one of my freshly ironed notes.
How long were you ironing for, out of interest?
About 10 minutes. There we are. Look at that, Chris.
Don't throw your money at me. That's even worse.
No, but I said that we'd
all
chip in.
You've done that before here, where I ran out to get you some food. You throw the money at me in a really disrespectful way.
I'll chip in for that yo-yo.
Anyway,
we'll miss you, Auntie, and he's moving in with Kel Spellman.
He is. And the point is, I have opened his presents because I wanted to show him how good they were.
Yeah, and they are good, but you're getting more joy out of them at the moment.
Yeah.
So if you missed any of the show this week, you can get it all on our podcast, which is called The Scott Mills Daily. You can download it from the Radio 1 website. Oh, teeth went a bit weird again. Radio 1 website. Loads of stuff on there, including me and Chris against the world in another round of the Who game. This seems like weeks ago, but it was this week on Monday. Jake, Bristol.
Hiring out a video from Blockbuster, putting it through their letterbox.
Yes, the letterbox.
I forgot about the letterbox.
Stephen Lester.
What's there?
Very good. On Tuesday's show, Chris revealed that he'd been secretly filming me, getting very excited as I made a contactless payment. And it's the bit where you tap your card on and it says approved.
Yeah. Watch this. Whenever Scott orders a drink using contactless, he gets well excited. I bet you he done that. Watch.
Yes! Did a little dance as well. There's a video on Radio 1 Facebook. I just really excites me, I don't know why. You'll also be able to hear our new game, Phone Chicken. Basically, Chris and I have to ring someone. We then have to say a phrase while the phone is ringing. Then, when they pick up, whoever's turn it is has to say the phrase clearly. On Wednesday, we thought it would be a good idea to call one of our really big bosses here at Radio 1, Joe. Remember, whoever's speaking when the phone rings has to say it loud and clear. You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Hello. Hello.
Joe.
Yes.
You're a terrible boss. Joe. It's Chris Stark.
Do you want to come and see me about that after your show? You're on air, right?
Yeah, we're on air at the moment.
Okay. Just come and see me afterwards, yeah?
I'll see you afterwards. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Everything is all fine. They had that meeting. All fine.
I hate that.
And yesterday we started talking about deal breakers when you're dating someone new. Lots of you had quite weird ones, including our listener Courtney.
The waitress came over to order our food and he said he wanted steak. And then automatically in my head, all like red alerts went off. What's he going to say?
What's wrong with steak?
Well, nothing, but it depends how you eat it. And he said, well done.
Yeah,
and that was
fine.
It.
What do you mean that was it?
That was the deal breaker.
That was the deal breaker. He ate his steak, well done.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
It's just ruined. Ruined everything.
But he was so perfect.
But he eats his steak, well done.
What's wrong with that?
If he can't appreciate a steak, how can he appreciate women?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the phrase of the week on this show. All that and loads more on the Scott Mills Daily, which you can download from the Radio 1 website for absolute free. We've got some subscribers, could always do with more. Hit subscribe, go on. Here's six friends from Southampton. Whoop, Southampton. Called Creeper. This is Black Mass.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
That is Creeper and Black Mass. I wasn't expecting that. And neither are all the rock fans.
The what
See,
fans?
The rack fans. Are you a fan of racks? I mean rock fans. These teeth really need to get sorted. I don't think it's quite there yet. Black Mass, Creeper.
They're from Southampton.
Yes, Southampton. I always have to do a little woo for Southampton because, you know, we've got to stick together, haven't we?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
People are getting really confused. You know that band that I played earlier, Creeper?
Mm.
I meant they're from Southampton, not my teeth are from Southampton.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought it was your teeth as well.
No, they're not. They're from Dubai, actually, by way of Southampton.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, my original teeth were from Southampton. We all know these are not the original babies.
No, and they're from Dubai.
They're from Dubai.
This is great. All right. Today's fun.
Today's weird. It feels like the last day of school kind of show. It's weird. Loads of people are saying that. Jack, you know what I meant. And another Jack and Isha and also Sarah. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Okay, now is the time where we put you in control of Radio 1 and you choose which song we play, whether it's mine or his. We don't know what each other has chosen, and Today, mine's not a traditional Friday choice, but I think it would sound good on a Friday.
Mine's good. I really want to get two in a row. Please help me out.
03700 100 100. Call. And now sing, Shift Key. Around your
fingers. The Scott Mills Daily.
Missing you, dude. All time low on BBC Radio 1. Blink. And Jason Derulo with Get Ugly. Okay. The most competitive part of our show starts now.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you in the actual world?
I'm down in Plymouth. Rainy Plymouth.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Okay, what's on the agenda for today? What you got planned?
I'm going to give my dog with an attitude a little pamper, little haircut.
Oh, you've got a DWA, have you? Dog with attitude.
Yeah.
I thought that meant something
to
else.
The cleaners before, and they said, don't bring him back till he's had therapy.
Oh, okay. Can you get...
he needs doggy therapy.
Right, can you get dog therapy?
Well, apparently.
Okay.
Did I just mishear you? Did you say you tried to take your dog to the cleaners?
Well...
No, sorry. I misheard you then. I was like, does that exist?
I didn't say cleaners.
Oh, okay. Fine.
So your dog's getting a pamper this afternoon?
Yeah, he loves it. Get his nails clipped, get the clippers on him.
Mm.
Do you know, when I was on holiday in America recently, that I saw a doggy hotel and resort. And I just love the idea. I love the word resort when it's about dogs. So just the idea of dogs like lying around in sunglasses on sun loungers, or maybe in a robe because they've just been to the spa for a massage.
Oh, yeah.
It's that Beverly Hills Chihuahuas. It's like that.
Oh, one of my favourite films.
Oh, hang on a second. You're bonding way too much for something that's so competitive here. Although I do like the idea of a dog on a lilo in the middle of the pool.
Yes.
Just chilling.
With a cocktail.
Can I ask, did you see Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2?
I didn't see that one, actually, no.
Don't bother, it's an absolute turkey.
Oh, okay.
All right, so me against him today. Only you can decide, Lucy. I've gone for this Friday banger. Yes. Oliver Twist.
Da Band.
Yes. One of my faves at the time. Think about it. This all sound good on a Friday. Come on. Yes. What have you got? What have you got? What have you got?
Okay, I've got a good Friday banger here. Swedish House Mafia, Tiny Temper, Miami to Ibiza.
Hmm.
Two good Friday songs.
Yeah, really good.
I would love to win this though, Lucy, so I can make it two in a row.
I would love to win it also.
I'd love to win it more.
But I will. Okay, go on then.
Well, I think they both take me back to MTV Crashes in Plymouth last year because they were both there.
Were they?
Yep. Don't know.
So who was better on the night? Who was better? Was it the three blokes just hitting play on that track there, or was it just joking, obviously? It's a very complicated
it was only one of them.
Pyro show. Oh, come on. So you had Da Band giving it his all, or you had one of Swedish House Mafia?
Right, I'm
going to
have to go with...
No, hang on. Don't base your decision on what you want there. Don't let him persuade you. Ready?
I'm going with Chris.
Way! Yes! Two all right, then. Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Ella, who's 15 in Hertfordshire. Her and her family stuck in a traffic jam going into Hereford at the moment, but the music is awesome. It is good today. Molly in Essex also says, help me through this revision. P.S. I do really like the video of Scott getting excited about contactless payments. Yeah, thanks. Oliver Heldens, Becky Hill, Gecko Overdrive on Radio 1. Slay, Beyonce's coming up. Hello.
Hi, it's Lizzie.
You okay, Lizzie?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just listening in yesterday and I heard you talking about sort of your first date deal breakers. And a girl said that she didn't go on a second date because a guy ordered a well-done steak.
Oh, yeah, this went off yesterday. There was a girl that was in a restaurant. It was going quite well, actually. The guy orders steak, which is fine. Then he says, I'd like it well done, please. And she's like, get out. And didn't see him ever again.
Well, I've not only done that, but I've done at least three other things that I would class as dating deal breakers.
I'm really wanting to hear what your others are. Go.
Bad manners.
That's fine. You don't want someone that's rude.
But what do you class as bad manners versus what do I class?
This is it. How extreme are you? Are you saying if they put their elbows on the table, you're one of those where the alarm bells start going?
More like if they don't hold their cutlery properly, they're just like going at it like a caveman. That's not okay.
Eating with mouth open, I'm guessing that's a no.
No, no. If I can hear them chew, I'm just thinking about how I can leave. and if they sort of take a drink while they're chewing, like who wants to taste orange juice while they're eating like food? I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, I get that. So people that drink while they're still eating.
Yes. Why do you need to taste orange juice with your BLT? I don't understand.
Because you're eating a well-done steak and it's quite chewy.
Well, you know, that's his life and it's not going to be mine.
No. Okay.
Okay, so we've done bad manners. What's next?
Bad grammar.
Okay. What, on text messages?
Yeah, mainly on text messages. So let's say in the modern dating world, I'm on an app which sounds like Tinder.
Yeah.
And I've swiped right and he looks great and he does all the sports that I think are great and he sounds funny, but then he sort of doesn't use any punctuation and everything's in lowercase and he uses text speak. I have to unmatch and it's like, what reason are you unmatching, Daniel? And I'm trying to not press offensive content.
Offensive content? Bad grammar?
Basically, yeah. I mean, to me it is pretty offensive. Makes people sick.
Why are you so precious about it?
I don't know. Mm. I think this sort of way of thinking is just going to save me from being high maintenance in the relationship is the way I think about
it.
Yeah, at least you're nipping it in the bud. Who?
It's a really good point, that. Because if you know these are the things that are going to bug you in a relationship, I guess it is good to kind of work this out early doors.
Yeah, exactly. He can go off and he can find his princess who also likes to drink orange juice and eat well-done steak and just do all of the things that I think are categorically wrong.
All right, and what's the third thing that's an absolute no?
Badly dressed.
Okay.
One guy, when I was at uni, he asked me out to this really fancy restaurant. It was really lovely, going really well. He was using his grammar correctly, so everything was fine.
Not chewing and drinking.
Well, when I turned up, he was in, like, scruffy jeans and a scruffy T-shirt and trainers. And don't get me wrong, everyone wants to be comfortable. That's absolutely fine. But that's fine if we're going to Nando's. Don't take me to this like 4.5-star restaurant. I've really dressed up. It's our first date. You're wearing like scuffed jeans and a t-shirt that looks like you could have worn it yesterday.
I feel your pain.
Yeah?
No.
No?
No.
No, only because Chris would be the guy in the trainers.
Yeah, but that's fine. If you want to wear trainers, I will wear trainers too. But can we not go to a nice place, please?
Okay, so I get it. Posh clothes for a posh restaurant, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about, let's say that I wanted to take you on a date and I wanted to do some kind of outdoor activity?
Okay, well, I mean, I did have a guy who took me on a first date to Go Ape.
Amazing, that's a great first date.
I love that place.
Yeah.
Right, it is an amazing place, but this guy had all three of the things.
What do you mean, all of the things?
He had bad manners because he, like, when I was on the really high rope things, he was shaking the rope.
Like, that's quite bad.
Not okay.
Not okay.
Huh? Not okay.
Okay, what else?
And then, well, badly dressed. He was wearing a top and I could clearly see stains on it.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you don't know what Go Ape is, Go Ape is one of these high rope places. You're meant to wear really kind of comfortable clothing. It's an outdoor activity. You're going to get a bit mucky with it.
Yeah.
Totally, but you can have comfy clothes, but also clean clothes.
Oh, this is great. And what was the other thing, just out of interest?
He said things like specifically instead of specifically and would put K's at the end of words that have ing, like something.
Oh. So something Pacific.
Oh, God, stop.
Something Pacific.
Sorry. I listen to you every day, Scott, and this is my opinion.
I sometimes say on Radio 1 Pacific instead of specific, but only to annoy people.
Mm. Yes, you do. Mm.
It does sound like you've got a very Pacific taste in men.
I have a seriously specific taste in men. That is correct.
This is great. Wow. It's amazing hearing what girls think, though, isn't it? Like, just getting inside their minds a bit. I love it.
And I really respect your honesty.
Yeah, but again, I don't see any issue here because I think all of my male friends will agree it's much better to have somebody who says no to a second date than to have a girlfriend who's constantly trying to change you.
I hear you, sister. Do you think you've got too many deal breakers?
No. My colleague is nodding so ferociously, but no.
Okay, right. So you don't think you're a tiny, tiny bit high maintenance?
No, because I haven't sort of told them to adhere to a list. It's just in my head, and it's my business, and it's my stuff.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they like. I'm not telling them to maintain themselves in a certain way. I'm not asking them to maintain my needs, and I'm just cutting it short.
Yeah,
yeah. You're just waiting for the guy that matches up to the criteria that you set.
Exactly. Yeah. Who doesn't want someone who's polite, sharply dressed, and knows how to speak the English language properly?
Awesome. So you've made your case perfectly clear there.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I think so.
Right, listen, really good to speak to you, and thank you for getting in touch. It's quite interesting to hear inside your mind of what you actually think about boys.
You're welcome. It's difficult out here.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Protégé, Chronix, who knows, on BBC Radio 1. Yeah, it's Friday. This is Scott Mills.
One.
Danny O'Hara, Broken Flowers coming up, and also Paramore, and a tune that is going to be huge within the next 10 minutes. I want to play it to you. Ollie Nipswich, this is great. I totally agree with her. My girlfriend's exactly the same. She corrects my grammar and has made me use my knife and fork the correct way. Now I'm a better person.
Better person.
That's not what most people are saying at all. Words include hard work, high maintenance, snob. And also, my kind of girl. Nothing wrong with standards. I like it. That's from James. Got a mixed reaction to that, didn't it? Mike says she's absolutely right. These guys do exist, though. I am one. It's easy. Just don't be a moron. Okay, then. Hey, it's a shame your mate Dougsy's taken now because he loves a high maintenance.
Oh, he loves the high maintenance. Yes.
Like, actively seeks a high maintenance girl.
Fly.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily.
Do you like it? What do you think? In Ibiza, new by Mike Posner. Hi, Matt.
Now then, how are we getting on?
Now then.
It's not the first time we've spoken together, I don't think, you know.
Oh, this is interesting. Oh, no. Where have you met Scott before?
Where did we meet?
Oh,
well,
this is great.
We've met and we've spoken before. We met in Lincoln in a nightclub called Home.
Oh, this gets better and better.
Okay, good.
How did he get through? You were doing your DJ set. I thought, you know, I'll go and see you. But there was quite a lot of people there, and you did actually say hello.
And that's all that happened, wasn't it, Matt?
On the night?
Yes.
Yes. Don't think we. Yes. No. Sorry.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Let's play Real or No Real. Ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Ready, Matt?
Ready.
In ancient Italian law, it is illegal to drink a cappuccino after midday.
You know Italians, they love their coffee.
Maybe this was the problem. Maybe everyone was taking too much time off after midday to enjoy a coffee. Work wasn't getting done. So what they decided to do was introduce a law which banned cappuccinos after midday.
Absolutely. People have been going away too much and they should be working more and they're making too much coffee. So I thought, let's ban it and people might get more work done.
Thing is, when you go to a coffee shop, there's so many different options. Matt, what do you go for? Let me guess.
Go on.
Mocha.
No. Do you want to guess again?
I mean, it was probably quite boring for the listeners, but so tell me.
Cappuccino.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Off of potentially being banned after midday in Italy.
Depends on if I go to Italy or not.
Yeah, I mean, you might have coffee. To strike it off your list of holiday destinations.
Yes, agreed.
So in Italy, is it illegal to drink a cappuccino after midday, Chris?
I'm going to go... surely not. I'm going to go no real.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say no real. Can't be, surely not.
That one is no real.
Is no real, but it's kind of considered to be a breakfast drink, cappuccino, so you won't see many Italians consuming it of an afternoon.
Is it just the cappuccino that would have been banned anyway, not all the other coffees.
Yeah, just cappuccino. They only have that at breakfast time. Mm. True fact. And next.
Chandelier singer Sia can balance a dozen eggs on the back of her hands.
Sia is an odd one, isn't she?
She's another one of those that doesn't speak how you expect her to.
Mm, you said that. And you saw up close, didn't you, when you went along to the filming of, was it the X Factor that she
was
on?
Yeah, when she did X Factor last year.
Yeah.
You
saw her face.
I did see her face momentarily because she had to come up a big load of stairs to get to like this top of this amazing box that she was on to do the performance. And obviously, when she was coming back down the stairs, safety first, she actually pulled her wig up and walked down the stairs. So I did momentarily see her.
Incredible.
I've also spoken to her a long time ago and she's like, "Hi, mate, how are you? It's so Australian."
See, that's my favourite. When someone who can sing so incredibly and so beautifully has a really average voice.
Mm. Like Adele.
But I love that. I do love that. It's like Adele's laugh. It's really famous.
So good.
What are we saying about Sia's laugh? Have we heard her laugh?
It's kind of like the whole thing's just really bogan Australian, you
is
know?
It?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
But balancing a dozen eggs, well, this is why I think this is real.
I haven't got any eggs, but I'm trying to just imagine it now.
Right.
And if I'd struggle to balance one. So I'm saying that's physically impossible. And unless Sia has abnormally large hands, then no, she can't do it. No real.
That one is real.
What?
She revealed this in a TV interview in the US with James Corden. And she did do it, but a lot of them ended up on the floor when they tried it.
Oh, so she can't do it.
But, you know, she's claiming to be able to do it, but you know what it's like. It's like, oh, go on, then do it, and it goes wrong, especially on live TV. And next.
A leading supermarket is replacing their traditionally shaped curved croissants with straight ones.
Why?
Well, that's what we've got to work out, Matt.
Yeah, that's the game.
Do you think someone's had to have a really high-powered meeting about this? Do you know what I mean? Like that, and I also love the idea that would be someone's job. They've got to sit down and discuss the shapes of croissants.
It'll be a lot of fairly highly paid executives, probably in power suits with ponytails, drinking energy drinks, going, "Guys, we've got let's do straight croissants." Yeah, it's a game changer.
Or it's a PR company.
You know? Imagine going on a date with someone who does that and makes that decision. So what do you do? Well, I decide whether blah 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 makes their croissant straight or curved.
Yeah, brilliant. I love the fact that that would be someone's job. It's a bit like we had someone on the show fairly recently whose whole job was to test tea. Right? That's what she does all day, every day. She tastes tea just to test it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's a brilliant job.
Great job.
Supermarkets do make these changes, Scott. Do you remember there was a kid who wrote into, I think it was like Sainsbury's or Tesco's, they couldn't understand why it was called a tiger loaf when it looks nothing like a tiger and should in fact be renamed to a giraffe loaf. So maybe that's what's happened here. Maybe a kid has messaged in and said, "Look, I don't understand why they've got to be curved." They then have had a massive meeting and now they are straight. What do you reckon, Matt?
Well, why would you make a croissant straight? It wouldn't be a croissant if it was straight, would
You're right. I mean, we're used to them being curved, and I don't like change.
What does croissant mean?
That's just the name of it, Matt.
Oh.
That is what a croissant is.
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, I see.
It's like saying
wow.
Tomato. That doesn't mean anything. That's just what it is.
Good point. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you reckon, Matt? Do you think this is real or no real?
I'm saying real. It's the kind of thing that happened. Real.
Straight croissants. All sorts of wrong.
Surely
that
not. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah, see? You see?
You see?
I love the passion, Matt.
You see?
Thanks.
The supermarket that rhymes with Wesco's is now going to only sell straight croissants because apparently they're much easier to spread your jam on. That's one.
Fine.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Matt, you got 20.
Oh, I am pleased. For a Friday as well. Listen, good to speak to you, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are saying that croissant means crescent. It's not what came up when we looked it up, was it? Well, that's rubbish now. Now they're going to have to find the word for straight in Wesco's and call them that.
Mm.
That was Royal Blood Out of the Black on BBC Radio 1. OK, download our podcast. There's loads of good stuff on from the week on there at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Our podcast ready to go very soon. Here's Carly Rae Jepsen. I really
want to stop. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Friday's best bits. Back on Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.